It's the annual Christmas Literacy Edition of Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear.
And again, it's our pick of the best books for children this holiday season. On the phone with me now is Nick Brewer. He is the author and illustrator of the popular kid series, Bad Kitty. He's here this morning to talk about his latest book just in time for Christmas, Bad Kitty, Searching for Santa. It's our pleasure to welcome Nick to the show. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and all of your listeners.
All right. Now, Nick, Bad Kitty, this series, it's been so successful. When you first created this character, did you have any idea of how popular and successful it would become?
Well, no. As a writer, you hope. Mm-hmm. You always hope that your work is going to be embraced. And you create it with, you know, anticipation that it's going to find an audience. But when I started Bad Kitty, I started her as a picture book character. And the best I hoped for at the time was that that book, that one particular picture book, Bad Kitty, would be embraced. I didn't know at the time that a few years later I would adapt her into a chapter book character. And that once I started that series, she as a character really took off.
And so when did you first know that, okay, well, maybe I have something special here with this Bad Kitty thing?
That's an interesting question. I remember having a conversation a little bit like this one, where I was being interviewed for an article in Publishers Weekly. My editor was a part of the interview, and he said to me at the time, and this was 7 or 8 years ago, that there were at the time 8 million Bad Kitty books in print. I had no idea. I thought maybe there was a fraction of that out there in print, and I was stupefied by that mm-hmm. number.
Wow.
And since then, that number's even doubled, so it's been a wonderful ride.
So is there a real-life inspiration behind Bad Kitty? You have a Bad Kitty at home?
Oh, I have a cat at home, and she is who she is, like all cats are. There's no actual inspiration for the character of Kitty. You know, she is based more or less on all the various cats I have known throughout my life. You know, though cats have this great personality where it doesn't matter how sweet they may be or loving or affectionate may be. It doesn't matter how much they may like to rub up against your leg or even sleep peacefully in your lap. They all have this dark side. And it's that dark side that I tapped into to create her personality. And that has carried me for so many books now.
Okay, so now, as I mentioned, the series is so incredibly popular. Why do you think so many children around the world love Bad Kitty so much?
I don't know. I've contemplated this, and I think humor is something that can be embraced mm-hmm. by all children and from a multitude of different cultures, and humor is with a certain amount of gravitas has always been the direction I wanted to take. And I think that's probably going to be, you'll find it's going to be true for all of the various series that are far more popular than even mine, that like Wimpy Kid and Captain Underpants. They all embrace a certain level of humor to draw in their readers. Why my style of humor in particular seems to have worked, I really couldn't tell you.
If you could, you just bottle it up and keep it going, right?
Well, I would try to do a second kind of series, but it's something I contemplate a lot, and sometimes I try not to question it too much because, frankly, I'm just consider myself very lucky that I have such a great career with this character.
All right, awesome. So let's talk about the character now. The character has a new book just in time for Christmas, Bad Kitty, Searching for Santa. Tell us about this book.
Well, you know, the original working title was actually Bad Kitty Does Not Like Santa. And that's because we considered it as being a part of an early reader series that I began a few years ago. Those books are Bad Kitty Does Not Like Dogs, Bad Kitty Does Not Like Candy, and so on and so forth. And we came up with these ideas where I would create one for Thanksgiving that holiday just passed, Bad Kitty Does Not Like Thanksgiving. And then I came up with this idea for Bad Kitty Does Not Like Santa. As I wrote the story, I realized that I liked it so much that I talked to my editor and she talked to our publisher and convinced them that this particular book would work better as a hardcover. and not as a small paperback that would be put on the racks. The publisher liked the idea. The only condition they had was, let's give him something more. I want to add a poster in the back. So I came up with this idea called Wreck the Halls, where Kitty and Puppy and a cameo appearance of Uncle Murray, who appears in a chapter book, even though not in this particular picture book, is on this poster. So far, it's proven to be the right decision to make.
But and besides, everybody loves Santa, so I don't know if that title would even work, right?
Well, that's the funny thing about the series as a whole. There are books like Bad Kitty Does Not Like Candy and Bad Kitty Does Not Like Thanksgiving, where Kitty clearly loves candy and she loves Thanksgiving. The challenge I try to create is the title is always the last line, for the most part, to the book. So getting Kitty there, from loving something to having questions about it, within 24 pages, to have this actual character arc is always my challenge. What I liked about Bad Kitty Does Not Like Santa is I decided to take the route where Kitty loves Santa and she wants to see Santa. And this was my task, where she goes on this little journey down the street to go find Santa, who is going to be at the department store. And on the way, she passes all these other Santas, and she gets very excited that this is Santa, but each one is not really Santa. They are Salvation Army Santas, and there's strings of them, and they all ask you to give. And she gets really upset by this whole idea that there are all these Santas. I mean, my conceit is that Kitty, in many ways, is not just a cat. She's a little kid who's shaped like a cat. And this is the sort of question that kids have, of course, about all the Santas they see during the season. Finding Santa becomes a story about how Santa finds her at the very end. The final page is actually the back cover of the story, of the book.
So we know about this book, Bad Kitty Searching for Santa. It made our list here this morning. Now, what are you working on? Can we take a sneak peek and see what you're working on, or what can we expect next from you, Nick?
Oh, sure. Well, there's going to be lots of Bad Kitty stuff. Coming out in January, so very shortly after Christmas, will be the next chapter book, which is Bad Kitty Joins the Team. The next chapter book after that, I just handed in, and that comes out the end of 2020, beginning of 2021. That's going to be Bad Kitty on Vacation. Now I'm doing something kind of unusual in that we've decided to reissue all of the early Bad Kitty chapter books in color, because all of the original illustrations I hand painted with, monochromatically with gray washes. I'm having to go back and re-illustrate all of the early chapter books. I'm going to be re-illustrating the first 13 chapter books.
Wow.
Just the line art. And then color is going to be digitally dropped in. So that's starting at the end of 2020, the first three books, Bad Kitty Gets a Bath, Happy Birthday, and Bad Kitty Versus Uncle Murray, will be re-released in vibrant Technicolor.
All right. Well, good. Thanks for the inside scoop. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, Nick, how can they find out more?
Well, there's a great website that my publisher put together called badkittybooks.com. It's all one word, badkittybooks.com.
All right. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this holiday season. We really do appreciate it. And I want to let our listeners know, if they would like to win a copy of this book, Bad Kitty Searching for Santa, they can win a copy along with all the other books that we're featuring this morning. All they have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, and look for the Enter to Win icon and like us there. Thank you so much, Nick. Thanks for taking time to talk to us, and happy holidays to you.
Well, thank you for having me. Happy holidays to everyone.
We'll be back with more of our annual Christmas Literacy edition of Sunday Morning Magazine right after this.